And we close out our look at volunteer opportunities across the state with a story about the Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled. It provides services for only a fraction of the thousands of people across the state who are either born blind or have lost their vision later in life. Let's head out to Oahu's South Shore.
I'm out and about on the edge of Waikiki. Just behind the Waikiki Library is a place where volunteers come to read out loud. They read the obituaries and your daily horoscope and even the ads for Times and Longs.
Ahi tuna jerky, net weight 2.75 ounce, selected varieties $4.99. Planters peanuts, net weight 34.5 to 35 ounce, selected varieties $5.99. And as always, Longs has its extensive variety of sodas, beers, wines, and liquors for your drinking pleasure. This concludes the reading of the Longs Drugs ads. This has been Carl for Radio Reading Service Hawaii. Mahalo for listening.
Muriel Seo is one of more than 40 volunteers who comes in to read. She reads the news on an hour-long show broadcast on closed-circuit radio. The retired educator loves her newfound volunteer job.
And I really enjoy it. It's a really necessary part for the blind community to have this because they have no other way to get the news. What we read is local news. We feel that they can get the national news through some other source, but for local news, we feel it's important for them to get it from us. We have so many things going on here, so it's really fun. It's a good place to be.
Right, so it's a vital service.
It's very vital. It's very vital, and that's what makes me feel good about being here.
This book contains 43 pages. Approximate reading time, 42 minutes.
Nani He has worked for the library for decades. She says volunteers have to audition, but they do get to choose what they read from the array of local publications and novels.
All locally produced books, so it goes from nonfiction to fiction, mystery to romance. So they're able to select as well books that they read. And that way they can do a special effects on how to read it because it's their recording.
Right. You want to make it interesting for the listener.
Yes, definitely.
You can only hear the broadcast on a special radio you check out at the library. Acting head librarian Baron Barroza would like nothing more than to get the radios into the hands of those who need them. One of the obituaries read this week was for their beloved head librarian. Sue Sugimura died suddenly last month. On May 2nd, her library family will honor her memory in a service at the library she loved.
We recently lost our longtime manager, Sue Sugimura. She passed away earlier, and we miss her dearly. And we are, in her memory, planning on doing a lot of revitalizing of our systems and our operations, upgrading some of our equipment. We work very closely with the National Library Service, so they are always kind of on the hunt for making improvements and making these materials more easily accessible to their patrons. They recently added an online downloading service. So the people who qualify for our services and resources will be able to register for that as well and just download books to their personal mobile devices, their phones and their tablets.
And then the hope is you'd be able to then live stream the shows that you do?
That has been discussed, so we're hoping that we can work that into the mix.
And Barroza can't say enough about the library team, which helps keep the library doors open and the materials accessible for those with special needs.
Volunteers are a huge part of our operation. We really couldn't function without them. And they are so dedicated, and they're just a great bunch of people, and we're so appreciative of what they do. They come in, and they will, I would say the bulk of the volunteers are in the audio recording portion of our operation. And they come in, and they do audio recording of various sorts. We have a live program on closed circuit on a sub-channel of HPR. Every morning at 8 o'clock, except for Tuesdays, which is when it's on at 10 o'clock. and it runs for an hour, and it's basically one of our great volunteers reading articles from the Honolulu Star Advertiser, and we go on through the day recording other items that are aired at various times throughout the day.
It's a little-known reading service, but one where the printed word comes to life, a world of talking books and newspapers, helping patrons to stay in the know. And to learn more about checking out those radios and for links for the library to the Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, as well as volunteer opportunities across the state, you can check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.